We're going to continue the hour right now, though, by talking animals. Welcome to this week's Adopt a Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great Hillsborough businesses excited to help local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. You just heard about Eno River Dental a second ago. State Farm agent Annie Burton loves all things local, local restaurants, people, local businesses, and local animal rescue organizations as well. Visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie Burton and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, life insurance, and pet insurance as well. This morning, we've got Rebecca Bledsoe here in the studio from Independent Animal Rescue. AnimalRescue.net is their website, and she has brought an exciting and energetic and super cool dog named Dottie here in the studio. He's just been very happily exploring for the last 5 minutes. Rebecca, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, tell us about Dottie. You're fostering her now, right?
Yes, we are. My husband and I have been fostering Dottie for a little while. And she, just like you said, is very energetic, very curious, very playful pup. So, yeah, she gets along with people and dogs and everyone she meets. Yeah. So she's been a joy to have.
What are her favorite things to do?
She loves to play fetch, and then also chew on rope toys. She loves to destroy rope toys. One of her favorite things to chew. We've been through a few of those, but so she really just likes to play. We have a dog ourselves, and so they play a lot and really get her energy out.
And she's a mom too, right?
She is.
She recently just had puppies.
She did just recently, back in July. So yes, she had 6 puppies, and who have all been adopted now.
Nice.
So now it's her turn.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do we know how old she is?
She's about a year and a half, we think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still very young. Yeah.
Very young,
very playful.
Yes.
And she's got some pit bull in her.
Correct.
So she's energetic.
Yes.
She's walking around with her, like, she's got the leash on, but she's just kind of roaming free. But she loves, like, walking around my legs and just, like, wrapping the leash around.
Yeah, she loves to be close to you. She'll come over when you're on the couch and just kind of get right next to you, kind of be chewing on the bone that we have for her and things like that, but just likes to be close by.
She's so friendly.
She is very friendly.
Is she quiet and chill in general?
Yeah, she is. I would say she doesn't hardly ever bark, but she is very inquisitive and playful, or I think the two biggest things for her. When we're at home, now that she's been at our house for about a month or so, she kind of knows our house, but when we go anywhere new out and about, she's always making new friends and checking everything out.
What do you think the perfect home is for her?
I think the perfect home for her is a home with another animal, another dog. She's a little too interested in cats.
Okay.
So another dog that would play with her, kind of match her energy level, I would say, and a family that, like, just loves to cuddle and play with her.
Awesome.
So someone who can spend, or a family who can spend a lot of time with her, I think, is what she would do best with.
Speaking with Rebecca Bledsoe, again, she's fostering Dottie for Independent Animal Rescue. AnimalRescue.net is the website. Go there and find out more about Dottie and all the other great animals they have, pictures of them, and more information about the organization as well. Great work they do all the time. We'll also have photos and information about Dottie up on our website, chapelboro.com. Visit the Bark Report for that. We'll have info and pictures on social media too. How long have you been fostering animals?
A little over a year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get started?
It's funny. I was trying to convince my husband to get a second dog, and he was not into that idea. So I was like, okay, well, how about we compromise and we foster? So thankfully he was on board, a little hesitant at first, but we've now fostered 7 dogs.
Oh, wow.
Over the course of the year, and it's been really, really the coolest thing we've probably done.
All of them then adopted out,
all of them have been adopted. So it's really rewarding and fulfilling, and we absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find a permanent home for Dottie soon. I'm absolutely sure. I'm not a dog person, but every so often, like, a dog will come in and it's like, okay, I'm 100% on board with you.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah. Anything else that folks need to know about Independent Animal Rescue, the work that they do?
Honestly, let me think. That's a great question. We are hosting different adoption events in person and virtual.
Cool.
Recently. And so just if you follow us on social media, you'll see all the adoption events coming up of adoptable dogs and cats. We have separate events, of course, but have both of those if you're interested in adopting a pet.
And then anything else that folks need to know about Dottie?
I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it. She's a great girl. She's crate trained, house trained, very into treats, and knows some tricks and everything. So she's just a really all around great dog. So hopefully she finds her forever home soon.
Yeah. How big is she?
She's about 45 pounds.
Is she full grown now? She's
got to
be about full grown.
Yeah,
she looks full grown. Yeah.
It's funny. I guess people will see in the photos, but she has short legs. Mm-hmm. But don't let that fool you, because she can jump.
Yeah.
So she likes to play and jump around and things like that. But yeah, she's about 45 pounds and full grown.
Well, again, animalrescue.net is the website. Go there for more information from Independent Animal Rescue, photos of Dottie and all the other great animals they've got there on that site. You can also learn more about Dottie by visiting the Bark Report on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll have photos of her up there, plus information on social media as well. Rebecca Bledsoe, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And thank you once again to Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. Both of these women-owned Hillsboro businesses are run by pet lovers thrilled to help animals find loving forever homes. We talked about Annie Burton at the top. Dr. Sharon Lau and Dr. Caroline Latta from Eno River Dental are both huge animal lovers, more than 10 pets between them, so they really want you to adopt today's furry friend. To read more about their practice and book an appointment online with them, you can visit enoriverdental.com.